systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And I'm Danny.
And we have somebody else in the show tonight. Who are you,
I'm sir? David.
Who?
David.
Who?
David.
Sir.
What?
Speak up.
I hear him. He's good.
Is he?
It's all right.
All right.
Don't worry. Hear me.
Full fucking house tonight. We're sharing microphones. We're sharing cameras. We're sharing dicks and peters and
pussies
condoms.
And
three-way going on with the couch.
I know. This is fantastic. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 165. Moving along that train to 200 to 300.
Five more to 70.
Oh, my God. If you guys are listening live, thejaml.com/feedback, you can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can just type it in the chat. I'm sure one of us will see it. If it's funny, we'll get it mentioned. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's a live call-in number. Or when the show's not live, you can call that number and leave us messages to play. We got a whole bunch of voicemail messages tonight. Maybe we'll get to a couple. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's hard to tell these days.
This is how it goes. This show, nothing is planned out. It all just happens the way you see it happen when it happens. So if it happens that way, it happens that way. Fuck. Real quick, I guess we might as well just get this over and done with.
Just get it out of the way.
it's bound to happen sooner or later, and it happens to every show. And honestly, I really don't give a shit. I don't care, but I want to read it because I think it's interesting that this can happen, I guess. I've heard it happen on a bunch of different shows, and it's all the same response. And I'm going to give you...
I understand what you're getting at.
I'm going to give you the same response that everybody else's show gives their people that write in and are like, oh my god, you finally offended me. Really?
Oh, okay.
165 episodes and we finally offended you?
Let me guess. It's because it was racist.
It's either racism or...
It's always because it's racist.
I don't... The other show I'm thinking of was Distorted View. Someone wrote in and was like, I love your show, I love all this disgusting fucked up shit, but the animal cruelty, that's where I draw the fucking line. Like, really? That's where you're cool with the nigger jokes and the rape and the cum farts, but oh god, please don't make fun of a dude that stuck a cat in a fucking bong. Oh my god.
Anything but that. Anything.
Right, and that's the thing, and I'm gonna say the same thing everyone else has said. It's either all or nothing with these kinds of things. You can't pick and choose what you can laugh at and what you cannot. When you listen to shows such as this, or the Big Mouth Podcast, or Stereo Radiation, or Distorted View, or Hot Case, or whatever the fuck, you can't be like, okay, I'm gonna... hold on, caller. You can't just be like, okay, I'm okay with this... And I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with this
right.
Because I just happen to be that. You can't be a hypocrite. You can either laugh at all of it or you can not laugh at any of it, in which case, just don't fucking listen to the show.
Or if you don't think it's funny, just that's fine. Just don't be a bitch about it.
Right. And that's the thing. 165 episodes that you've obviously been enjoying, and you don't give us a letter like, hey, we love the show, keep up the good work. No, it's that one fucking time
like,
where
oh,
I
you
say,
said,
oh
yeah.
My god, niggers are like monkeys, and you're like, whoa, I'm a nigger. You're not even a nigger, you're probably just some black dude that's like, on his fucking high horse about something or another. Maybe you got laid off from work because you had cloudy piss, and all of a sudden you hear this show, and that's the one thing that you decide to write in about. You can't be like, oh, you guys have done a great job here and here and here, except for this one thing. It's like, no, you're totally fucking quiet until that one thing
right.
happens, and then all of a sudden you're motivated enough to write a fucking letter in. So go fuck yourself. Yes, caller.
Are you serious?
Yo, what's going on?
What up, G? Who's this?
This is crazy guy from Ohio. I don't know if you have me docked or not.
I don't have anything docked. I have what I'm trying to read, but no. Why? Should we?
No, I tell everyone about the jam hole, dude. I want to get one of your shirts and, like, pass it around.
Fucking A. If you buy one, I'll give you one for free. How's that? Send us $20, jamhole.com/donate. I'll toss two in there just for the fucking hell of it.
I like how that's over.
I know. Yeah,
I just want to know how you came up with the name for the jam hole.
The Good name? Question. Well, we started this a long time ago with a friend of mine that I used to work with, and he's on the first few episodes. I don't know if you've gone that far back. They're awful fucking episodes.
Terrible.
But everyone's first few episodes are terrible, and I see now why people aren't like, hey, come listen to my podcast until there's like 20 episodes. But yeah, I don't know. We were sitting around talking about what names we wanted to have it, and I had been thinking of a couple different names, but they were kind of limiting to what the show could have been about. Like, we were going to do the Chronic Cast or something like that, but then that would have kind of stifled whatever else we wanted to talk about. So I figured we had to pick something that was kind of all-encompassing so we could just talk about whatever the fuck, and we wouldn't be limited by the name. Like, people wouldn't come here and be like, why are you talking about abortion? I thought this was supposed to be a show about weed and stuff. So then, I don't know, one day he just said, hey, why don't you just jam it in your jam hole? And I'm like, fucking there it is! Call it! We'll call it the jam hole. And that's where the name
I think
came
it's a
from.
Great name. So
and it just kind of stuck.
Catches your attention.
Right. Yeah, you gotta come up with a name that everyone could recognize.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's,
that too. And when someone sees the jam hole, they're like, what the fuck's the jam hole?
Yeah. And even up here, people are still like, a pod what?
Oh,
what
yeah,
is
what?
That?
Yeah.
I don't understand technology.
Dude, I just got a new iPod I found on an airplane, and I am just getting used to the iPod.
Nice.
You know, just going on to the shows.
Is it the touch?
How could I get your shows on my iPod?
Do you have iTunes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go into iTunes and you hit subscribe to podcast, and then you paste in the little address feed that's on the front page of the site, thejamhole.com. It's in red text. It says, this is the feed. You put that in there, and that's that.
Oh, sweetness.
Yeah, I don't think the subscribe to iTunes works in our site. I was messing around with it the other day. It's because we switched servers and then the name changed and iTunes just was like, go fuck yourself. So you got to do it manually, but you'll figure it out. And if not, email info at thejamhole.com. I'll walk you through it. Just
all right,
not right now.
Yeah, I keep on downloading the Happy Tree Friends. That's some fucked up shit.
That is some weird shit. I like that stuff.
We should start using some of that for some intros. I almost forgot about the Happy Tree Friends.
I have a Happy Tree Friends shirt.
Yeah, I was going to tell you guys something. I made a commercial, and it's kind of like Jackass meets, like, horror.
Whores?
I wanted you, yeah.
I like whores. I like Jackass.
Yeah, all the above.
Well, if you go to YouTube, well, I could just type it. I got kicked off the internet, but I'll come back into your room and actually type it so you guys can go check it out. It's the funniest shit ever, dude.
Okay, well, email it to us and we'll check it out. But right now I have to talk about a letter I received by someone that was offended about something I said.
Dude, it's a freedom of speech.
I know, that's what I'm trying to say. They just don't
see it. If they don't like it, they can just go click, bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't like it, don't fucking listen to it.
All right, we got another call coming in, so hang out for a while, and we will talk to you later.
All right,
holla back. Okay, I don't know how to do
call waiting.
Call waiting on Skype.
Fuck.
Here, let's call them.
Okay.
Let's
call them back. Whoever's calling, hang up.
Okay, hold on.
I think it's Karate Doug, too.
Okay, we're calling him up right now. Hold on. Ring, 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 ring.
Banana phone.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the jam hole. Hello.
What's up, man? Hey. How you guys doing?
Okay.
This is Karate Doug.
Oh, what's up, Karate Doug?
It's Karate Doug.
What's going on?
Hello. Oh, sometimes I'm getting bad connection.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this the chick and the other dude that are in the cam, but now are not?
This camera flips.
Yeah, he's lagging or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that just... Okay, so, sorry about that.
Cool.
Anyway, what was I saying? Right. Okay, so after, what was it? Am I being too loud? Sorry, I'm not used to this.
You're kind of loud.
Okay, sorry. So after Monday night show, we got an email. It was we have a little contact form. If you go to thejamhole.com, you click on about us or contact us. I forget what the fuck it says right now. Contact us, I think. And at the bottom, there's a form. You can submit there. You can email us. You can MySpace. There's so many ways to get a hold of us. This person decided to go the route of using the form. So it says, are you so starving for material that you've resorted to racial jokes?
We've been using racial jokes since episode one. it's not like we've resorted to it. We just use that always.
Yeah, that's just our preferred method of
I just think it's funny, yeah.
Yeah, hey, sorry. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this many episodes and now you get offended. So.
And you know, racism is a common problem that we like to talk about and make fun of.
Hey,
sorry.
If you can't laugh at racism, then you're the racist. That's what I say.
Who's the racist
right.
now?
That's right. So, it says, you know, the rape jokes were still walking the line, but I can understand how you could try to appeal to the male chauvinist audience by completely objectifying females. Exhibit A. But then, of course, racism is the next step. Of course.
Logically.
Next logical step. Let's see. We've gone through objectifying sluts.
Right.
We've slapped bitches.
Bestiality.
We've fucked whores.
Almost knocked their teeth out.
What's next? Oh,
racism. Right.
That's the next step.
That's the only thing.
What's next? Laughing at child pornography?
Done.
I guess you've already started down that road with the Lolita show. Were you even listening to that show? That wasn't the point of the fucking show. And if you are, then someone was thinking of little kids too much prior to.
Never mind. Don't listen to the show anymore. You're not allowed to listen to this show anymore.
I'm not done yet. You can listen, and then when I'm done with your letter, you can stop listening.
Okay, after this episode, how about that?
Humor has to have a somewhat loose set of morals, but some morals nonetheless. See, and that's why I don't agree with. You can't say I have morals about one thing and then not about something else.
Right, bestiality and raping a pedophiles, that's fine, but racism is not.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose. When you listen,
don't have morals.
When you listen to shows like this, you leave your morals at the door. It's what it fucking says on the MySpace. It's what it says everywhere else. When you listen to these things, you cannot pick and choose what you're going to be offended about. And if you get offended, then just stop listening. It's not for you. Go find another less racy show.
Right. Go listen to Minor Detail.
Go listen to fucking Minor Detail or NLO, because that's more your caliber.
They're also scared of racism, too, so.
There are things that are funny. There are even scandalous things that are funny. I'm afraid screaming nigger at the top of your lungs is not funny. I don't know. It was kind of funny.
In context, it's funny, but when you just put it out like that, it sounds stupid.
I know, you're making it sound racist.
You say it like that, it sounds racist,
right,
but when we said it wasn't racist.
That wasn't the point of
the
thing.
No, not at all.
I guess you're trying to appeal to your xenophobic listeners. Really, can I expect more from folks from Montana? Like, what does that have to do with it? Because we're from Montana?
That's what makes us the way we are?
No, that's the whole thing. I've been in other places with lots of black people.
I'm not from here.
I prefer to live here where there just happens to not be very many.
I didn't even choose to come here.
So. I know. I have nothing to do with that. I'm sorry. Maybe black people are statesist with Montana.
Yeah, maybe they are. Right.
Yes.
What he
said. Statesist. Don't be statesist, black people.
Yeah,
what's the matter? Montana's not good enough for you and your tribe? I mean, come on. Like, that's not my fault.
Jesus.
What?
Hey.
Are you guys cool? I'm trying to yell at somebody.
Oh, I was totally listening.
Does Karate Doug have a blow up doll?
Yes. Okay.
He's making a little show of his own
for
us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just because there's a class of black people that behave in an unbecoming sort of way doesn't make it cannon fodder for any white man's show. Because whether you like it or not, or whether you would like to be able to laugh about racism one day, the wound is still too raw for any black person to listen to something like your latest show and not feel something extremely negative.
Wait, can't laugh about it one day? We're laughing about it right
now. Can't we just get over it?
We've been laughing about it.
I
like,
got over
forever.
Racism forever ago.
Yeah.
Like, so
I'm not.
And the wound is still too raw. Like, you guys are in the White House. What more do you fucking want? I'm sorry that we took you out of that shitty place a long time ago where people are actually getting limbs cut off for magical potions. Like, cool, would you have rather stayed there and get your little dicks cut off to be used in some fertility fucking thing? Then fine, go back there. I don't really care. But don't be like, oh, slavery and this and that. You, what did we say? The show after Obama got elected, we said there, from now on, we're even. You're not allowed to pull that shit anymore.
Right.
Everything is equal. All the words are used by everybody. No matter what they used to mean, that's that. That's how it is. So
blacks
don't come
are
here.
Actually ahead of women now because they got into the White House
yeah.
before women did.
What's, hey,
yeah.
women. How's that make you feel,
yeah.
women? Shit.
Some black dude got in before us, but the chick we had running was a dumbass. So.
Well, that's not your guys' fault.
No.
She's the one that makes us look bad.
We weren't exactly proud of Bush. And,
yeah.
You know, we're white, so you can't blame that on us. But that's like saying making 9/11 jokes is that wound still hasn't healed. It's funny now. If you can't laugh at that shit,
yeah.
then that
Get
sucks
over it.
For you.
How long has it been? 8 or 9 years?
I know.
Yeah.
And this, what he or she, whoever is talking about, that happened over 100 years ago.
Yeah, that was
like,
way long.
Get over it, okay? Seriously. It's done.
Are
Fuck.
You slaves now?
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Like, you're never happy. Never enough.
You're 40
acres in a mule or the fucking White House, it's never enough for you people.
If you really look at it now, we're all slaves in this together.
I know!
So,
I know!
Yeah.
Fuck. Would you honestly listen to a bunch of black people hating on white folks, much less from people from rural parts of America?
Excuse me? Look at every single black comedian, stand-up comic there is.
There's
all
always
them,
a joke about
always.
Something. And
There's
it's
always
fine.
A whole section of their sets that are just like that.
Right.
All
and
slavery jokes.
And that's fine. Hey.
Well, it's okay because they're black.
Our white chicks cheat on us to get big black dick. You
yeah.
don't see us getting pissed about that?
No.
Like, it's cool. We're all even. Don't fucking worry about it.
It evens out.
We're equal now, damn it. Get over it.
It's not about political correctness. It's not about being PC at all. It's about distinguishing yourself from any other trash talk radio. Everyone can talk trash and be outrageous. Not everyone can be funny, though. And fuck me for being so sensitive, but you guys suddenly got very unfunny.
Suddenly? This has been
suddenly?
Forever.
I know.
How long have you been listening?
I quit listening back at episode 98. Fuck. I'm like, ah, you guys are not funny anymore.
They probably wrote the letter after the first episode they ever watched.
No, this was after the... I remember what episode it was. It was when we were talking about the whole grills thing.
Yeah.
And that whole...
Chickadee called in asking if she should hit them in the dark when she's driving.
Oh,
that's
is that
what
this was
yeah.
about? Well, don't fucking walk around at night covering your...
In a black hoodie.
Oh, fuck. Whatever. You know what? Honestly...
Can we not go back to that?
I really don't give
Can
a
we
shit.
Stop talking about... Racism
P.S.
again.
P.S. bitching about grills, they've got metal on their teeth. You've got metal in your face. What's the fucking difference?
Because I don't spend
Chris.
Thousands and thousands of dollars to put gold plates and diamonds on my teeth.
And
I spend money to get fillings in my teeth so they work right.
And honestly, this looks like okay. That
yeah.
looks... Fucking ridiculous! Like, maybe you have to be black to appreciate that. I don't know.
It's not like all black people think that's cool. It's
no,
just
yeah,
some
yeah.
people.
And that's that.
I
was,
know white dudes that think that's cool.
And that was also the show where I said that there's niggers and there's black people, and it's two totally different things. And black people
and white niggers.
Agree yeah. with that. Yeah, it like no matter what color you are, there you have that. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh. We can laugh at fucking baby rape and dog jokes and shit, but don't make fun of grills, please. Like, go fuck yourself. You're not allowed to listen to the show anymore, so there. I just wanted to bring that up. Like, it just surprised me that it had kind of been a while since we've gotten a letter that was like, oh my god, you guys went over the line.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, so, and see, if this were real trash talk radio, we'd be out of a job. We'd be having to apologize to every little fucking pussy bitch vagina that we hurt that went crying to the network we work for. You said something and it made me feel something.
It made me cry.
You should be grateful that we said something that you heard that encouraged any kind of feeling.
Seriously.
Just because, whether it be negative or positive, in this day and age, you should be grateful that we inspired some kind of feeling. Granted, you didn't have to write out a whole fucking letter screaming about how, oh, now you guys are not funny anymore, but be grateful that we made you feel. And go fuck yourself now. So, I just had to get that out of the way there. That's,
are you cool?
I'm cool. You're cool. I've been cool. That person is not cool.
No, he is not cool.
And that is not my fault. You know, speaking of not cool, you know what else is not cool?
What?
Verizon.
Fuck,
I forgot to talk about this Monday, and I was going to save it because, okay, I'm still trying to get it to work, but really, every cell phone ever made now comes with a GPS chip in it. Google Maps and a data service that I pay $125 a fucking month to use. I should be able to use my GPS with anything, not just, oh, if you pay us an extra $15 a month and use our gay fucking software, sorry gays, didn't mean to offend you there, then you can use your GPS. No! I want to fucking use Google Maps and my GPS. I don't want to use your gay software, and I don't want to have to pay you money to use it. So I'm looking online how to unlock the GPS radio. Right. Maybe you saw some
I
of
saw
my...
it. Yeah, little hack.
It is
support.
So... like, I don't even know. And this was at the end of all that shit that happened on Monday, and I come home, and I'm still just kind of angry from the day, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get this to fucking work before the show. Unlocking all this shit, you have to flash ROMs, you have to upgrade revision codes, you have to go into the phone and do all this fucking shit that if you do something wrong, you just bricked your phone.
Right.
And now you're totally effed.
Like you gotta do a BIOS update and
yes,
if that gets interrupted
have,
in the middle of it, your phone's fucked forever.
Oh my Christ.
Cool.
I'm just... all that just to get the little GPS thing on the maps to work.
Yeah.
You had to use Twitter to talk to me to get me to get rocked.
I know,
on
I'm
home.
Like, I'm doing something with my phone, do not call and do not text message me because if that happens while I'm in the middle of this flash rewrite, I just bricked my phone, and now I have to go buy a new phone, which,
fuck.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're trying to save money to go to New York in April, so I can't really afford to be buying a new phone. So, I'm...
And that's why you were going to throw your phone at Braden, and that's the whole
right,
reference with 26.
Exactly. So, I get it all done for, to what I think, and then I look back, and the instructions were for the 6800.
Oh, of
which
course.
Is the phone that I gave you.
Right, that one.
That
the
big
old
one.
One.
Right.
Yours is the 69.
So I turn it on, I go to Google Maps, and I'm like, use GPS, and it starts, and the GPS turns on. So I actually unlocked it to where now it'll turn on.
Right.
And it's looking for satellites,
but it can't
but
find
fuck
a satellite.
Me, it can't find any. So I'm like, just getting so pissed at this thing. And then I start reading more, and I'm like, oh, that was for the 6800. Here's the instructions for the 6900. And so I do some of that, and I get it all, and it starts freezing up, so I have to fucking stick the little thing in the bottom to reset it,
cool.
And it's still not working. Just so pissed. And all the time, I'm just thinking, fuck you, Verizon. You did this to me. This is your fucking fault. So I get
Verizon's on the shit list also.
I know, all this fucking time, like, Do you really need to do that to us? We pay you so much money. We get in these ridiculous fucking contracts just because we need a cell phone and you're the only fucking provider in Montana that's worth half a shit.
Right. But no, it's not going to get shut down.
One fucking thing. No, you can't use this. And I really want to use this.
Just like, another group of people that just don't give a fuck anymore.
I know. It's, seriously. Oh, it's fucking ridiculous. So I'm to the point now where I'm downloading different fucking ROMs for it. Like, you can get all these different packages that it'll come with all the shit Verizon has on it, or you can get it wiped all completely just clean, and you can put your own stuff on it. So all these people have made, like, their own packages with their own software groups on it. So I'm looking through all these different ROMs to see which one I want. So hopefully once I get that and the right revision on it, it'll fucking work. Or I'll have a phone to throw at the abortion protester. Which I have to say, I get so angry every time I drive by that place. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I have a couple times.
Every fucking day. And what really pisses me off is, like, I'll drive by there and they'll be standing there with their signs. No more abortion. Let us take care of all the unwanted babies. Oh, wait, it didn't say that. Because actually wouldn't do that. You want them to take care of it, which is fine. But when they're all standing there, right? And here, stand up. And they're all like this.
Yeah, they're
and they're like, oh, please, Jesus Christ, Lord, help all of these little dead fetuses that nobody wants anymore. Please help them find a good home. Amen. And it's like, I get so mad when I just seeing that, just seeing them, like, in the little circle. It's the same thing when I'm at restaurants and I see people pray before they eat.
Like, that's annoying.
I don't know why. I just get so mad at that. It's like, you have no idea. And I just make a mental note that when the end of the world comes, I'm going to find you and I'll be like, ha! Told you so! You just wasted your whole fucking life. Congratulations. So, I don't know, one of these nights we're going to go talk to him with the video camera. One of these nights when I don't have the work truck.
I would love to go with you.
We're going to drive her car down there, and we'll have some signs that say, like,
more abortion.
And stuff like that, and we'll be like, what's up, guys? And we'll just stand there.
Just on the opposite side of the road?
No, right next to him.
You should be on the opposite.
Yeah.
You should be on the opposite side of the road with a camera watching us just to see if we get our asses beat. They notice, like, what they say.
There's two or three of them, and they're Christians. Christians wouldn't beat ass, hey, would you?
That's not very Christian of you.
I know.
But then again, they do things that aren't very Christian all the time.
Then you're a hypocrite, and that doesn't count.
Well, that's true.
Jesus would turn the other cheek. So I expect that, and then we'll punch the other cheek.
Right.
I hate them so bad. So, what happened last night? Are you okay now?
I'm good, and what happened? You're good, right?
I was fine the whole time. What happened?
Well, you came home, and you're all fidgety and frustrated and stuff. I guess you didn't get enough sleep.
And why?
I guess because I slept all day. It was my one day off. I was fucking sleep-deprived, and I wanted to sleep, so I slept. And I figured you were going to come home about the time I was supposed to be getting up and going to court. So I didn't bother setting an alarm or anything, because you're like, hey, I'm almost done, I'll be home in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I passed out and slept through my court date, which was pretty gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got home and you're all fidgety and, like, just aggravated at everything. And I was just worried you were pissed off at me, and you were.
Because?
Because I slept all day.
And?
And what?
You had a lot of things to do.
I had one thing to do.
And if you don't do these things, you're going to get warrants out for your arrest.
But I fixed it this morning.
Okay, well, as long as you fixed it this morning.
No, yeah, I have to go to court next Tuesday.
You only have one thing to do, but it was a very important thing to do.
I know!
It was like, of all things, you could have been late for work.
And
that
it
probably
wasn't,
was better.
It wasn't so much that. It was more the fact that I went to bed at like 3 or 4, and I worked all fucking day, and I'm tired as fuck. And I come home, and she's just here sleeping, and I'm like, did you do this or that? And she's like, no, I slept all day. And then she's like, so do you want to go out and do this? I'm like, no, I'm fucking tired now. It's my turn to fucking sleep. And then she got all fucking pissy at me because she's like, oh, you said we were going to go do this and you said we were going to do that. Well, now I'm going to sleep. So well, fucking deal with it.
It was your fault because you're the one who was texting me from work saying, hey, let's go out and, you know, take pictures of shit after work or let's go get something to eat or let's go do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool.
Right. And you were supposed to have been up and in town and ready to go and shit, and then I come home and you're sleeping, so I'm like, you know what, fine, fuck it, I'm gonna sleep then.
And then what happened? Because I was like, hey, you want to come with me to go get something to eat? You're like, yeah, just let me sleep for like 10 more minutes.
No, yeah, you're like, well, we can go to the court now, and it's like fucking 7 o'clock, and I'm like, dude, they're not fucking open. And I'm like, you should have went while I was in the shower and stuff. And then she starts getting all pissed because now I really don't want to go anywhere. And I'm fucking tired. And you're like, well, you said this and that. And I'm like, no, now it's my turn to fucking sleep. So then what happened?
You slept. Mm-hmm. And I stayed out here.
And then?
And tired myself out.
You were like, fine, fuck you then. And you slammed the door and shit.
She's really playing it down.
I know.
She?
She's
all mad.
I don't really
she's
remember a whole lot of it either.
Oh.
So.
Does she black out when she gets angry?
Maybe.
She's one of those.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I remember that I came in there and we fucked, and that's about all I remember.
And then what?
And then we slept. And then we both got up on time for work, which was great.
Fine. So are you still pissed?
No, I'm not pissed. I was just worried that you were mad at me. Because I even talked to Braden last night. I was like, you know, what's wrong with Matt? Is he always agitated like this? And he's like, yeah, it seems like he always needs someone to pick on, like a high school bully. He's just not doing
like
it to me
quote.
Anymore. He's doing it to you. Good luck with that. I'm like, great, fuck me.
Do I really just always need someone to pick on?
You're always picking on somebody.
For the show or, like, in real life? Because that's two totally different things.
No, just all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because if you're not doing the show, you're getting warmed up for the show.
No, only on those days. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm pretty
chill.
Those
are the only days I see you.
Yeah, before the show, dude, you get
well,
really
what's
bad.
What's the problem?
It's cool.
She was the one that had a problem. I was trying to make her feel better.
He did a good job, too. I love Braden. I love you, dude. You're the best.
I love you, too.
Cool.
We should all get married together.
Yes, let's all get married.
Get a fake marriage.
All right.
It'd be cool. David can
marry
us.
No, just be like a Mormon marriage.
Yeah, well, except for I'll be the Mormon, and you guys are my bitches.
Right. You'll have multiple husbands instead of one of us having multiple wives.
It'd be cool.
I don't think it works that way.
Sticker says he wants to marry Matt.
Fantastic.
Oh.
So.
Oh, Sticker says he's going to send us like $60 for the trip because he won't be able to make it in April.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so we're going to April.
We're going to April in New York.
And you know what really pisses me off when I'm like, it's like 3 in the morning. I'm like, hey, Braden, you'll do the show notes, right? And you're like, yeah, dude, for sure. I got this. And I fucking wake up in the morning and there's no episode posted. Like, that fucking seriously pisses me off. You ever do that again, I will kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, I think I've done that twice.
You've done that the two times I've asked you to fucking do it. Because it's so late, and I'm so tired, and you don't work during the fucking day. You sleep all fucking day. I have to do this, and then go to work in the fucking morning. So, thejamhole.com/donate, if you want me not to be fucking miserable all the fucking time. But just don't be like, yeah, I'm cool, I'll get this done, and then not, okay?
I don't plan on not doing it.
What happens? Dude, all these bitches came over, and I just fucked the night away. They're like, really? What happened?
No, usually I fall asleep while listening back to the show.
Yeah, I did that. That's what kind of put me out. Sorry.
Well, no, because whenever I do the show notes, I have to listen to the show because I want all the notes to be
you don't
in
have
order
to listen
of what we talked about.
You don't have to listen to the whole thing. You just fast forward to each topic.
I always listen to up to Fuck My Life.
Well, then you're doing the show notes wrong.
Apparently.
But, I don't know. And then, the other day, I fucking get up. It was Tuesday morning. I fucking get up. And there's an email there from Josh from Big Mouth's podcast. And he's like, dude, your iTunes is fucked. Of course it is! What the fuck could be wrong with this now? So I go into the iTunes and I look and there's the episode 164, The Dark Queen. It's like a minute 54.
Oh, cool.
It wasn't really because I remember being there last night and I remember it being somewhere around 2 fucking hours. So I fucking play it and somehow iTunes found the question of the week MP3 that I had uploaded from Ear Candy's podcast.
And put that there?
In some totally different fucking folder that I'm like, whoa, iTunes, where did that come from? And so I'm sitting there before work. It's already like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I have... Like, I'm going to be thinking about this all fucking day if I don't fix it. You're fucking... totally worthless when it comes to fixing this shit. So I have to fucking do it.
I didn't even know it happened.
So I know. You had no fucking idea. So I'm sitting there looking through it and, okay, I uploaded the fucking MP3 to this folder that is nowhere in the fucking show notes at all. Like, how did you even find that?
Wow.
I played the MP3 on the fucking site, thejamhole.com. It plays the show just fine.
But on the iTunes.
But on I'm like, where is this coming from? And I'm so pissed. It's like 8:20 now. I'm 20 minutes late for work. I haven't even fucking left yet. And I'm going through all this code. Like, where did you find this address that is linking to this thing? That's totally not the right fucking thing. And you know what it ended up being?
What?
When I went to publish the show notes. You know where it has the publish date?
Right.
And I always make it say whatever day it was of the show.
Yeah.
Somehow I put 3 instead of 03 in there because it needs 00, 00 and then the year.
Right.
It doesn't, and I put 3 instead of 03 or something. And the MP3 of the question of the week was 3.9.09 or whatever. So it took that and wow. Totally threw it into the feed. Like, I don't even know where it even found that folder.
That's
maybe
crazy.
Because
it just searched for it.
But it's in the date enclosure. It has nothing to do with the episode
with the title.
That's posted.
Yeah.
Or, oh, so I was trying so many different things. Like, I totally erased that whole folder first, and that didn't work. It's still, like, pointing to this thing. And finally, I went to the publish thing, and I, like, put in the date again. And then everything was fine. And then I was, like, fucking 40 minutes late for work.
Awesome.
I know.
Suzanne says, are Matt's diapers soiled?
What?
I don't know. I didn't know you wore diapers.
I didn't either.
Stickers was telling me to grab your pussy earlier.
Jesus Christ, guys.
He's got diapers and a pussy now?
I know. It's tight. It's a tight pussy.
Can you make him come?
I can.
That's good.
Oh, it's real. Well. That's real fucking hard. Any fucking retard can make a guy come.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to it.
Well, I meant with your pussy.
Fucking grab and do this for a fucking 10 minutes. Like that's. No, girls have like, oh, there's this part, and then you have to touch this part while you're fingering this part, and then you gotta get your fucking mouth in there on this part. Like, really? Just make it easier
for us. It's
like
playing naked Twister.
And then, I know,
people.
And you expect us to be able to do this thing when it's all dark and shit, so I can't tell what's the fucking clit and what's your fucking finger, and I'm...
You just gotta do it by feel.
Well, when it's not there, how are you supposed to feel for it?
That's true.
I mean, I feel for it. I feel
bad. But you can't ever find it.
I know. So then today I get off work and it's nice and light out still.
God.
And she doesn't fucking, she's off work already. I'm like, hey, let's try this in the light. Maybe I can get a visual picture of where things are. Maybe your clit's in your butthole. I don't know.
Have you checked
maybe,
there?
No, not yet. So that's
you should
what,
fucking check.
Maybe that's why I'm doing it wrong. So I'm like, hey, let me shine a little light on this, if you know what I mean. And I got my little mag light out and shit. No, but it's light
your
in the
magnifying
room.
Magnifying glass.
And usually when we do it, it's either like way late at night or it's... It's before the time
well,
change.
Why don't we just do it with the damn lights on? Or you still have that complex?
Yeah, because you made fun of me, so you don't get
wait,
that.
What'd she make fun of?
I don't know.
The left hook thing. He's still on that.
That's making fun of him?
No, not
no.
at all. No, it just, it's that time, and usually it's like we're going to bed, so like I turn the lights off and shit, because I don't want to have to get back up.
Right, because once you fuck, you can just go to sleep.
Right, so today I'm like, all right, I'm going to get home, I'm good, I'm going to fucking do everything that everyone has been telling me to do, like no stress, be nice and comfortable, ease into it, don't even bring up the fact that, hey, are you gonna fucking come this time, or am I just wasting my time? Because that puts unwanted stress
right.
on her. So I'm like, cool. So I fucking get home and she's here on the fucking computer, fucking geeking it out, fucking, and that's cool. Like, you need to be at home spreading the word of this shit while I'm not. So I, you know, I come home, I'm like, honey, I'm home.
He did, too.
I totally did.
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
And I fucking throw my shit down, and I'm like, hey, baby, what's up?
But you knew I was tired.
No, I did not.
I did, too. I when I called you, I said, I'm on my way home to take a nap before the show. I ate, and I'm dead tired now. And you should have known from Chris at the pizza shop saying, hey, your girlfriend was asleep on a pizza bag at the table and left to go home and take a nap. I'm gonna kill you.
Are you cool?
I'm cool. Are you fucking
so,
cool?
And that's fine. You can be dead tired. Just lay there. It's not like I'm like, hey, let's go run a fucking marathon. No, just lay there and let me explore things.
Right.
You want me to be good at this, then I need to practice. And what better time to practice than when you're asleep?
You can even go to sleep while he does it.
That's what I said.
But then how's he gonna know?
I'm like, then go to sleep. Well, I just want to get a lay of the land. That's all. I was going to make a diagram. This is where this is.
Yeah, and if you do fall asleep, it don't matter. He can just fuck you and come. He don't have to worry about you coming. Because you're asleep, so it don't matter.
That's all. So she's like, oh, just lay down with me. I'm tired. I'm like, you know what? Fine.
Can
you
just lay down with you in you?
That's
all?
What I said.
That's
like,
all.
You just lay there and fucking go to sleep or whatever and let me do what I'm doing. And she's like, yeah, I'm lay tired.
I'm tired.
Like, fine. Don't ever expect me to fulfill
your... Well, let's just do that with the light on and it'll be cool, okay?
Okay, it'll be great. If you can stay awake long enough to fucking do it.
Well, you wanted to do it with me asleep earlier. What the fuck's the deal now?
Well, what was the deal then?
I was sleeping!
So?
I couldn't give you full attention if I'm fucking...
I didn't want any attention! I wanted you to lay there and shut the fuck up and let me do what I'm doing! That's all! Can you fucking do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Did I tell you what happened today?
No, what did happen today?
I'm not talking to you.
What happened today, Matt?
He wasn't quick enough.
How's it going, David?
It's
so,
going.
So, if you guys don't know...
laughing. He hasn't said a word.
What the fuck's his name in the... Okay, David 1097. If you guys want to see who's coming to New York with us, just drag his camera up in the window there. That's the other kid. So us four here,
right.
Braden, my bitch girlfriend, me, and David, we're all going to New York in April 13th. Did I say that right?
We're all going...
We're going to New York in New York 13th until the 20th. Right. And April 19th is actually her birthday, so that'll be the last night we're up there. We're gonna try and have, like, a nice little party, super down-low party. And it depends...
With the four of us.
It depends where we're staying. So, the deal is, thejamhole.com/donate. The more money we get to help offset the cost of the hotel room, the more money of our own we'll be able to spend on other stuff for the trip and the fucking party. Or, if anyone lives there and has a place for us to stay, all four of us, for free, we'll take all of the hotel money and really have a party and wreck the holy shit out of your house. So I just want to throw that out there. I'll bring sledgehammers and chainsaws
and whatnot.
Yeah, if
you want to throw a house party, we'll just go to that.
If you want
to
throw a house party 3, then we'll do that. No fucking problem. So, yeah, we're doing that in April. If you guys want info, thejamhole.com/forums. There's a post in there about the meetup and what we're all going to try and do, a couple live shows, and we're going to hang out and go explore New York. And
if we can't find anything else to do, we might just do shows every day.
Well,
that'd be fun.
There's going to be a lot of Keith and the Girl stuff that we're going to do, too, while we're there. So I'm just saying, while I don't want to do all of their stuff, all I really want to do is see the fucking stand-up show. And I really want to see that play Hemda's in, because it sounds really cool. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Brother Love play, because him and her in Kings County are playing the day after. And then
after the stand-up thing?
Yeah, the 6th or the 15th, Thursday, is when their band's playing. But they're playing at a bar, so I don't know if any of you guys can get in. So I don't know. Hmm. We'll figure it out. And a lot of people that are going to meet us aren't over 21. So
yeah.
We'll find some other shit that we can all go do while everyone's in a bar. And like I said, we'll just buy a bar and bring it to wherever we're staying
at. A bottle.
And we'll fucking do it that
so
way.
Yeah. Everyone can get
and then
bar.
We can do a show and get drunk.
Exactly.
That's
done
fine.
And done. So save up any party favors or whatever. I don't want to tell you guys, hey, we better have some fucking weed and some blow or whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, and whatever you have,
yeah.
You just bring it.
Whatever and you feel like sharing with us is cool.
Right, we'll make do.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
We'll
settle.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll I know. Settle. We settle every other time. Why not now? So, did I tell you what happened today?
No, you were about to.
Oh, right. So, today I was standing on a balcony smoking a cigarette. We have a balcony out here.
Right.
Smoking Cigarettes. A cigarette, as I tend to do. I noticed a woman giving me strange looks.
Hmm.
Like that?
I don't know.
The stank eye.
Yeah.
When I put the cigarette out and went to walk inside, she said, "You shouldn't smoke while you're pregnant." I'm not pregnant. Fuck my life. Hey, you shouldn't smoke when you're fat. Oh. You're a bitch. You shouldn't talk when you're a bitch. How's that? Are we even?
You shouldn't be fat if you look pregnant.
That's right. That's right.
We get those confused. And
you should actually smoke more when you're pregnant. I heard it makes the birth easier on your vagina.
Right.
Because the baby actually comes out super small.
It comes out a few months earlier than it's
supposed
to.
And earlier. Like, if you want to just get it out and get it done with, smoke.
It's a little underdone.
That's right.
But
today, I just finished having dinner with my boyfriend. So I leaned over to him and said seductively, "How about some dessert?"
It's not so hot when you say it like
obviously,
that.
Obviously, he didn't catch my tone because he then looked me at me and said, "Babe, you really don't need it."
Oh my God. That sucks.
"How about some dessert?" "Well, honey, I'd love some, but you don't need it."
You don't need it.
That's not what I meant.
Let's just skip that.
Does he have a podcast? Because if not, that is unacceptable behavior.
That offended me.
I can be a total prick, and I can just be like, "No, honey, it's for the show." And, like, that's totally cool. But if you're like, "Honey, you really don't need that, and you don't have a show," you're a prick.
And she just means sex?
Dessert?
Yeah, you want some dessert.
Right. I would think so. No, she meant the fucking Marie Callender's cheesecake she had chilling in the freezer.
Well, that's before the sex.
Right. Right, wait, what kind of dessert are we talking about? Do you want some dessert? Today I just finished... What?
Excuse me?
I thought that one was typed twice.
You just finished.
Got it. Today, my girlfriend and I decided to exchange presents for our birthdays. I spent $100 on perfume and Victoria's Secret clothes. She bought me a bag of Lifesavers, then asked me to leave because she wanted to take a nap. I'm tired, honey.
A bag of Lifesavers?
I worked all day cooking food. Oh, I'm so tired.
That's fine, because I just spent over $100 on your fucking ass, so go ahead and sleep.
Granted, it's because you fucking stink, and you need some perfume to cover up that stank on you. Because
I don't want to fuck you when you stank.
Does your boyfriend, every night before you guys fuck, does he take your perfume and fucking
spray it,
rub it around and fucking... Because
that's bad.
Hey, wash better. Well, today, I walked behind a girl I hooked up with last weekend while she was on the computer in the library. Just type in.
Whatever. Hey, what you typing about?
I noticed she was looking at my Facebook page, and I got excited. Then I heard her say to a friend, "This is the one smallest penis I've ever seen." Fuck my life. Fuck that
God.
Dick. And then I went on to my Facebook and I found her profile. I'm like, "This is the hugest twat I have ever seen, and it stinks. Bring your perfume, guy." Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, are there cockroaches in there? Because we need to fumigate.
Yeah. No, there's even too much radiation in there for cockroaches to survive.
Today I decided to call my wife while she was having an abortion. Excuse me. While she was having an abortion with my parents, I began to tell her all the nasty things I was going to do to her in bed.
Okay.
This is not going to end well. Halfway through my fantasy, she giggled and told me that she was going to now take me off speakerphone. Fuck my life. Oh, man, I'm going to eat your asshole. David! We taught you better than that. You don't eat the pussy after the asshole.
That's I know, you never get, go ass to
that's
mouth.
How you get a yeast infection, that's, honey. We didn't your father teach that's you anything?
That's why we always taught her to wipe front to back.
I know. God. People these days. These no don't
bladder
care.
Infections. No bladder infections.
I know.
Today I tried to prove to my dad that he snores by secretly putting a tape recorder under his bed.
I did that to my mom.
I soon found out my parents had sex that night. Apparently, allegedly, my mom likes to talk dirty. Fuck my life.
God.
Would you ever be able to, like, sex again ever? After?
I would think about my parents fucking and the dirty things my mom said to my dad.
That's disgusting. Fuck no.
God. Chances are your girl would say something that your mom said and you'd just be like, oh!
Yeah.
The end.
That's it. Never
I'm
gonna
done.
Be able to...
Oh, wait, is the cat gonna lick some ass? Hold on. Can we pause for a minute?
Oh, she's been licking herself the whole time.
Here.
Your asshole's over here.
She's like a snatch.
Get...
Put him up. She's like pissed.
Okay. Sorry. I thought she was going to lick some asshole.
I thought she was going to go ass to mo.
I know. I was getting excited for a minute. Today, my boyfriend and I decided to have our first cybering experience.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Not. Dude.
I've had phone sex before.
Really?
Not so
really?
Fun. Yeah, long
How
time
did it
ago.
Go? Here, you be whoever the chick was.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll totally
I
want to
do it. Do it.
I
right
can't.
Now.
I was like
phone sex.
I was
go.
Like
Hi, Brayden.
13. Hi.
Hi, Brayden. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm
What are you into? I'm touching myself right now.
ASL?
Yeah, ASL. No, it's with my girlfriend at the time,
oh,
actually.
Really?
And she was in California.
Okay, well, does this help?
Hi, Brayden.
That's not what she sounded like.
Now do it.
I can't.
So how did it start then? Were you just like, so I miss you? She's like, I miss you too. You're like, I'm touching myself right now. And she's like, oh, I'm touching myself too. And then...
It's like how phone sex would go, I guess. I don't know.
I've never done it, so come
I
on.
Didn't really get anywhere.
Neither
with
have
it.
I. I've never done that either. I wanna know. Enlighten me.
Come on.
I didn't come
on.
Or anything,
this is your
so.
Time to shine.
Did you actually have the hand down the pants?
Yeah, I tried.
He was sitting there naked. You know that
well,
shit.
Well, of course. I was fucking going to town.
Speakerphone and shit.
Imagining
mom.
I'm fucking her.
Mom walks in.
Yeah. Oh, hey, mom.
That I don't know. I could never.
It wasn't. It doesn't. It doesn't work. Doesn't.
Like, I could
doesn't
see.
Work.
Did it
You're
work
better
for
off.
Her?
Whoa.
No.
That
mean,
was your one time, by the way?
Okay, that
okay.
was.
Go ahead.
It. She liked it, I guess, until we got bored because neither
well,
of us could come.
Of course she liked it. It was her fingers on her
right,
watch. She knows where her shit is. If her clit
course.
Was in her asshole, then she's fingering her asshole.
But it was my hand around my dick, and I didn't. I would have been better off jerking it to porn.
Well, you weren't watching porn while you were doing that?
No, I didn't think about that.
See, it's a little something I like to call autopilot cyber sex, and that's where you put it on speaker. Your phone, you put the phone next to your computer speakers,
right.
And then you just turn on some porn, and you just let that do all the talking
Well, I
for
was
you.
Very young at the time. I didn't think about
how,
that.
How old were you?
Last year.
I was like 13. I think I was 13 or 14.
17.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It was He's a long time, and it was the only time I had ever done it, because that's... You do it once and it's no fun after that.
You do it once and it sucks.
Yeah,
and
you're
like,
good
so,
forever.
Unless you actually move back here, this is O-V-E-R over.
I can't imagine how... Yeah, she came back and we fucked and it was all good.
And then what?
Nothing. We broke up like a year later.
Right, and then she came on the show and Matt pissed her off and she hasn't talked to me since.
No, actually, this is a different girl.
Oh.
I never had phone sex with her.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
you want to call? You want to call her up right now?
No, I don't.
Should. No, not at all.
Not right now.
Been trying to get you to call Jake. That'd be a funny conversation.
Jake, yeah. Is that your ex?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes, that would. Be
I don't.
Great.
I don't think he would be a very good sport.
He'd probably get. He'd probably just hang up.
Yeah.
I don't think he would. Honestly, I think he would probably talk to you because he likes you and he wants to be cool with you.
Ah, that's.
But
funny.
Are
I
you
think
sure, dude? Is he cool?
No, he's not cool, but it'd be funny.
Okay, so first cybering experience, right? I downloaded Skype per his instructions. If
wait, where are you?
This orgasm comes with instructions and batteries not included.
No,
so
you gotta go do that.
I hope you have internet. I downloaded Skype, hooked up my cam, just as everything started getting hot and heavy. Ugh. I farted.
How hot and heavy does it get on the internet?
I farted. Excuse me.
Pardon
no,
me.
No, really, I just farted.
Right.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
He stopped and frowned.
Oh.
Like, do you smell that? No, but I fucking heard it and my boner is gone. Later, dude. He stopped and frowned. I had no idea it was a video and voice program.
It was a conference call.
Fuck my life. Like, I didn't know that he could hear me, even though we were like, were you just looking at him?
I didn't know the volume was that high.
Well, she didn't know there was volume at all.
Oh.
He forgot.
She just thought there was video?
Dumb girl.
Fuck. Was she blonde?
Probably. Today, my boyfriend called asking before I could even talk to bring a condom. And now, 911 emergency, bring a condom! Now! Click. Some monkeys over here raping my friend's face. Bring a condom. Now.
It's ripped my face off.
So hard.
So hard.
I had to smile at this request. I went to his house. A blonde girl opened the door. He followed shortly, surprised to see me. I'm Celine. She's Cecil. Our names are one apart on his cell. She is actually my sister. Fuck my life. My sister's a bitch.
Fucking
bitches. Snatch. Jesus Christ. That would suck so bad.
Hey, honey, bring a condom now. Click.
Oh, God. Look at Viola Chick.
That's bad news, Bears, dude. Why? Oh, man. Could you imagine if she had, like, a sister named Donna or something, and I'm like, D, good enough, fucking ring. I don't know who this is, but bring a condom now. It's on, like, don't get calm. Click.
Oh, God.
That'd be so fantastic. They both get here, one with a pair of hedge clippers, the other one with some rope.
It's like, well, that's fine. I'll do
so
you.
So nobody brought the condom? I don't get it.
Fuck.
The sister would probably be pissed because she'd be like, you use a condom with me, but not her?
That's because I know you're a slut, and I know you're
I know she's okay.
Right. Today it took me over 3 hours to cut out little letters for an event I'm putting on. It took the wind less than a second to blow them all over campus. Fuck my life. That sucks. You're sitting there just trying. You're like, finally, this is done. Fucking wind done. Today I went online to find out why my midterm grade is for my least favorite class, psychology. Why? Mm. Find out, what is probably the word you were looking
for.
Right.
Right.
After weeks upon weeks of studying and doing work for a class I hate, I found out that I have a zero in the class. Turns out I've been going to the wrong psychology class all semester. Fuck my life.
What a waste.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Like, nobody told you, hey, you're not supposed to be in here. Like,
the teacher knew, like, wait, this person's not on my list.
Ah, fuck it. If you're not smart enough to know, then oh well. But I'm just thinking, like, they take roll. I don't know. I haven't been to college in a while, but when I went, they used to take, you know.
Right.
Roll.
Are you here? Make sure you're here.
Did it seem odd that your name was never called? You're like,
I'm here.
I'm here.
Teacher probably just figured if you're too stupid to get to the right class, you're going to fail the class even if
you get there. I just assumed the teacher saw me and was like, oh, yeah, you are here.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Well, actually, you're not even in this class.
No.
But thanks for coming. A few more here. Today, a man on the train asked me if I had any change.
Guys.
Change!
I have no legs.
Change!
I have no legs.
I quickly responded with, No habla inglés.
Oh, God.
He then tapped me on the shoulder and said, that would have been a lot more believable if you weren't reading that paper. Oh, man. Today, my roommate got mad at me for putting away the tampons that were sitting on her desk. She rebelled by hanging hundreds of tampons dyed red from every surface in our dorm room. Mm. I discovered this while giving my mom her first tour of the place.
Yes!
And over here, oh my lord. These are all of the tampons from all of us girls for the past whole semester that I've been going to this psychology class that I'm not enrolled in. That I just failed. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Last one for episode 165. Today, while showering in my dorm, a hand reaches through the curtain and grabs my ass. I hit the person on the other side of the curtain. He opened the curtain thinking that I was his girlfriend.
Oh.
He apologized and he proceeded to have sex with his girlfriend in the shower stall next to me.
Oh, what?
Fuck my life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just grab an ass.
I thought you were my girlfriend.
You just start at the first one and
Nope.
Oh, there it is. Better way to combine. Oh, fantastic. Oh. What's the time, please?
We're at 59 minutes.
All right.
We can do some confessions.
Do we want to do some confessions?
I only got, like, one good story.
Oh, I don't even know why you read
two okay stories
anymore. Forgive me, Father, these are all really short here.
That's fine. Go right through them.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been?
Two?
One
and a half. Wait, what time is it?
Well, it's almost. Yes,
midnight.
It's Thursday.
One and a half.
No, that make it two.
Two?
It's two now.
Okay. Father, if I didn't have sarcasm, I'd be completely alone. I'm terrified one day I'll have nothing to say and everyone will leave. I have no tight bonds with anyone.
They probably all left already because you're a sarcastic prick all
Nobody
the time.
Nobody likes a sarcastic prick. Okay?
Not all the time.
I love you.
Well, not all the time.
Sarcasm's only funny when you're making jokes.
Right.
Like, those people are just sarcastic.
Yeah, be like, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fantastic! You know what? Fuck you. I don't even like you anymore, you asshole.
Those people.
You sarcastic prick. Father, do you think this is easy?
No, it's hard, I know.
It is fucking hard.
I understand.
Look at my pants. Not only do I have my friends to worry about, but yours as well.
You're all my friends.
You don't help. They hate me with a burning passion that only the sun could produce.
A burning passion? Have you heard?
Have you heard? Hold on.
I don't know.
Oh, here's the thing, Father. Quit moving that light.
I can't help it.
But it's a secret.
Well,
here's the thing. It's a secret.
You can tell me all your secrets. I know everything.
I don't care what they think.
You're all knowing.
They could all just disappear without a trace, and I would be just fine with that. I don't need you.
Without a trace.
I don't need any of you without a trace. I've never watched that show.
Me neither.
Laying there is solid. Whoa, guys.
Dude.
We just cried. It just like.
Are battery. You guys cool?
Just plug that in.
Okay.
There.
Laying there, solemn silence, knowing your every thought through the way you look at me. Dot, dot, dot. It's
hey,
worth... What?
Can you read my thoughts by the way I'm looking at you?
I can.
Are you touching your penis right now?
Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
Whoa.
Yes!
Were you looking under
that's
the desk?
That's the first thing of the night, you know?
Yes.
You need to keep up on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Either that or you just know that I'm always touching my penis during the show.
It's worth more than they are. I'm not the person that people think I am. In fact, I'm half the man I used to be. But hey, they're going to think what they want, and it's still you that I care about. Even though I'm a sarcastic prick
hey,
and everyone hates me.
I still care about you.
There's this guy I know, Father, and yeah, my friends are a little weird, but I felt behind them at the time. It didn't look like I was walking with them. And that guy, he walks up to me, and you know what he does?
What's he do?
He starts whispering horrible things about them.
What kind of horrible things?
I know that when I look like I'm with the group... this must still happen. What?
I was hoping you would elaborate on those horrible things.
Oh, you know, just horrible things.
Like sexual or like...
Maybe.
Like bad?
I'll leave it up to your imagination. You just
don't want to do that.
Yes, I do. Father, my 2009 resolution...
Revolution.
Got it. It will not be televised. Was to stop dating musicians and to find a normal guy that lives by me. I'm done dating musicians.
Those fucking musicians.
They're all sanctimonious assholes. I'm done with it. No jobs, no monies. I'm sick of it.
Oh, he's talking about how they're just going to make it with their music one day.
Oh, he's walking around with their acoustic guitars and doing all these open mics, asking people for change. I'm done with that. So far, I've broken that resolution 3 times. Why can't I find someone I can be with all the time? Not just some of the time, all the time.
Oh, wait, forever.
I'm hopeless.
Apparently you need to get married.
Delilah? I don't really like that song.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I don't like that song either.
Gay.
Some, the show Delilah, I can't stand people calling her show and complaining about her. Damn problems, like no one else is going through the same thing they are. Holla, we all got problems. Money's tight, if there's money at all. We're eating ramen, or our children.
Right, or our animals.
I know, kidding!
That's what we're going to be eating next
show. Fucking A, she keeps that shit up, we are. Last one for tonight. The hate's gone, Father. It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Really? Because from that email, it sounds like people still hate.
People still hate.
Well, I mean, I could say a couple words and bring the hate right back. Right. But for now, it's gone.
Okay.
It's just sadness over loss, evened out by new happiness. Is this part of my recovery?
Possibly.
Hmm? I hope so. I just want it to be over and move on with my life. Life. God, I love that show. All right, got a quarter here. Ready to do some news? You know who said that today?
Ear Candy did.
I was listening to their episode 20. He's like, all right, you ready to do some news?
And I was like, what the fuck did
Whoa, dude.
We came up with that, like, episode 10.
Yeah, Sean was like, can you say that in one syllable?
Dismiss.
Ray caught in the air.
Tails.
That wasn't even a flip. All right,
but it's still tails.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is absolutely not tails.
Of course, it's heads when I call
it's
tails.
Always heads.
No, it's always tails when I call heads.
I know. You should start flipping the coin. Why don't you do that?
I don't know. I guess I could.
This kid doesn't know how to flip a coin.
I could flip a coin.
I don't think you can. Prove it.
All right, I'll try.
Prove it.
I can't catch it.
Let's see it.
Well, now it's tails.
He flips a coin like a retard. He's like, he puts it in his head.
I flip it with my thumb if I can do it.
You can't flip a coin.
I can flip, but I can't catch it. We're already done. He's going first.
You can't.
I'm just slipping it for fun. No, I flip it with my thumb.
That's not right, dude.
Oh.
You can't do that.
That's awesome. Oh, we have a caller. Hi, caller. You're live on the Jamble.
Alrighty, it's Stickers.
Hi, Stickers.
Another confession.
Hey, that's awesome. You called in and you didn't have us blasting in the background. I give you a point for that.
And you're calling
in
with
your... just flipping quarters, yeah.
I know.
Good time to call.
Alright, lay it on us.
Alright. I was like 15 years old and my mom grounded me, alright? And
what for?
She got... Well, I can't tell you why.
Tell us why.
Yeah, tell us why.
No.
Tell us why, or this call.
She caught you masturbating.
Jerking off to her.
I wrecked my stepdad's truck.
Oh, that's it. I thought it was something bad.
Into the pond.
Fight a nickel.
Like completely underwater.
Okay, I have never done that before, but wow.
She drowns me, and good I told job. Her it wasn't my fucking fault. You know, I didn't know how to drive a stick shift.
So
well,
that
anyway.
So you don't know. Hold on, you don't know how to drive a stick shift. So you parked it in
at
water.
15,
I don't
at
get
15,
that.
I told her it was the truck's fault. It wasn't mine. Anyway,
how did this happen? Ice or slush or what? Just like
I
this
just
is
was fucking around in the truck. Yeah.
This isn't right. the country kitchen buffet.
Yeah.
Well, yes, blame the truck, man. Right there you go.
All right, so what happened?
Yep. Anyway, see, Elijah, I told you, I'm a douche. They say that. Someone always says that.
Hey, you can't satisfy everyone. I'm a racist, you're a douche, she's a whore, whatever. So what happened?
Yeah. Anyways, well, I was fucking pissed off, and my mom's allergic to penicillin.
Me too!
So one of the things I had to do was make dinner for everyone, so I took penicillin and sprinkled it in the macaroni and cheese.
Oh my god.
And my mom ended up in the hospital for like fucking 2 weeks straight.
Wow.
And they never knew why.
Wow, dude.
Oh, dude.
We had better not get a call from the police. About
oh my
this.
God.
That's amazing.
Is she okay?
Yeah. I told you, I got some fucked up confessions.
That's fantastic. That's,
you
yeah.
wreck your dad's
Wait
truck.
Wait till next week. I got one for next week.
Dad, your truck's,
next show.
Your truck's 8 feet underwater, and,
and mom is in the hospital. Both because
I
of me.
Her.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, see, I wanted to go to the fucking skating rink, and she wouldn't let me.
Well, so. Fuck her then.
Well, you better poison her
just
some killed, penicillin.
Hey, if mom's dead, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
She can't
so.
Say no, no.
That's right. And then you go in there, and you're like, mom's on life support, and you're like, so can I go to the skating rink now?
And what then you're like, oh, fuck, I need 20
like,
bucks.
Hey, mom, can I borrow 20? And what did you learn?
Give me 20 bucks or I'll unplug you.
That's right.
All there
right.
you go.
Well, thanks for the call. We're going to do some news
that
now.
That was awesome. Thanks, Tickers.
All right, later, guys.
Oh, this one is called Gunman. This one was sent by 26 via direct Twitter message.
Whoa.
I don't want to... Oh, fuck.
Did you just almost throw up? Jesus, what did you even burp up? I don't even want to know what you just tasted.
There was some sort of liquid that tasted kind of like Rockstar, but not really.
Right,
like just a little bit.
It was stomach acid slash throw up.
Right. So what I was gonna say is another. You know how we're always like, oh, there's so many ways you can get a hold of us through MySpace and Twitter.
So many.
Someone stumbled us a message that said, did you know?
Have you heard?
You click the link and it's this flash animation of this bird surfing. It's like...
That's the second time we got that.
I know, it's awesome. So I was going to say, this one was actually sent to us via Twitter direct message. So if you're on the jamhole.com/Twitter, I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you send a direct message there... It goes to my phone, so shh.
Yeah, mine too.
I don't want to get fucking messages all the time, but I'm saying if you want to, you know, get a hold of me right away, if you're like, hey, the site's fucked up or something like that, then yeah, you can direct message me.
Shazam wants to know if you belch on Danny's clit.
I will if that'll help. I'll do whatever.
If she had a fucking clit, maybe.
I know.
You know, he's made me come once, okay?
Twice. He does,
what, twice?
Are you lying?
Did we do it twice?
Whoa.
Did she
I
fake it?
Whoa.
She faked it once.
I know. She must have.
No, I never faked it, but we...
Well, then it was twice.
Okay.
Don't take that away from me.
Okay, I won't. So you can, and I do have a clit, okay?
Again, okay. It just takes 8 fucking hours. I don't have that kind of time, okay?
You
okay.
do the show 3 days a week,
I
and
know.
Then the other days they're trying
the,
to make
the
her
other
come.
2 days a week, I'm between her fucking legs. Jesus Christ, dude. You wonder why I'm cranky and tired all the time. My face smells like twat, and I'm half fucking asleep trying to drive. No
You're
shit.
Either working, eating pussy, or doing
I know.
The show.
I'm either getting fucked at work, or I'm at home eating pussy. Either way, I'm fucking nose deep in it.
We'll both get better at it eventually.
Hey, I'm fine. Do you know why? You know why it bugs me so bad?
Why?
Because I, out of all the girls I've ever been with, I have never, ever had this much of a problem getting a girl off before. And that makes, it's like,
hey.
Am I getting old?
No,
or do you just have zero sensitivity down there?
It's just like a video game. You're just playing it on the highest difficulty.
Yeah. I know, but usually I can fucking whiz through it,
True.
Untouched. And
wow.
now it's like I'm crawling to the castle like one half a heart box left. Like, help me. Like, that that's what really bugs me about
just
it.
Trying
it's
to
not
beat
like,
the last well, boss I, over and over.
Honestly, I could give a fuck if you get off or you're happy or whatever, all that bullshit. Like, this is for me. This bugs me. Just like when the site broke, I couldn't go to work until I fixed that shit. Just like my Verizon GPS thing. I know my phone has GPS, but every time I go to Google Maps, it's like, ugh, I don't know how to do this. It's like that. I know she can come. I know she has a clit. I just can't seem to do it. And it's gonna bug me until I fucking do. That's why I wanted to practice, because I just heard also that bird is the word, but also that practice makes perfect.
Right, and I heard that.
That's what fucking bugs me about it. Not so much, I could give a shit if you fucking come and you're satisfied.
Well,
this
that's
is for
fine.
Me.
That's fine. No, I totally understand it. It's cool.
Good.
But what happened
I'm
was
glad
is
that's
you're,
recorded.
You're out of your norm, that's all. And I'm
I am.
Different, okay? So we'll get used
I'm
to
not
it.
Used to having to lift up a penis to get to the clit, you know?
Well, you know, I'm sorry if I hit you in the forehead. I'm sorry
that.
If you have a shroom imprint right about here. But you'll get used to it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll come to terms with this. It's okay.
I'll come to terms with this. So, this one is called, speaking of my sex life, gunman kills 10 in Alabama, then takes his life. Well, right?
Right. That right. sounds right.
Alabama. That's good.
Alabama.
We want as many of them as possible.
As many of them can die.
Take them out.
Yeah.
Take them out. And like I said, yeah, this was sent to us by 26 via direct Twitter message, thejamhole.com/Twitter. A gunman shot and killed at least a gunman shot and killed 10 people, including several members of his family, on Tuesday afternoon in what officials said was the worst shooting in Alabama. Was it the worst?
No.
Probably not. Probably.
I doubt it.
Did they ever have a school shooting there?
Maybe. I don't
Probably.
Know.
Probably. It sounds like a
they
good...
They need to if school they did not.
Yeah, that's a good candidate.
The gunman led the police on a chase through Geneva County in southern Alabama, firing at officers before fatally shooting himself at a business where he was once employed, law enforcement said. That's so awesome. He, like... Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. He fucking... He goes through all this shit, kills his family, starts shooting at the cops, and he's trying to get back to where he works so he can be right. like, hey, everybody, I hate fucking... Yeah.
Well, he shoots them first.
Oh, maybe.
But maybe he didn't get that chance, too. He's probably trying.
I would. That's like I say, I would definitely go into... You wouldn't just, like, go to a hotel room all by yourself yeah. and be like, goodbye, cruel world.
Well, no, I'm going to kill all the people I see every day that I hate.
Yes!
And then I'll kill myself.
You are the cause for this pain, you know?
You're one of the reasons why.
Witnesses of the shootings and their aftermath records described a man with multiple weapons who engaged in heavy gunfire, leaving behind blood-soaked porches and bodies.
Yes.
Yes,
blood-soaked
absolutely.
Porches.
And bodies. Quote, it is truly one of the awesomest things that anyone in law enforcement can remember in Alabama, said the colonel. We're still getting victims coming in. Mm. That is pretty awesome. I have to agree with him fully.
I
agree. It's kind of a weird thing to say in a press release, but all right.
Fuck it.
The AP quoted Robert Preachers, the coroner of Coffee County, just north of Geneva County, as identifying the gunman as Michael McLendon. Mr. Preacher said, the man burned down the house. Yes.
Yes.
Every time I hear that phrase, all I can think of is burning down.
I know. I was totally thinking the same thing. I was gonna sing it, but
if
I
ever burn,
get it.
If I ever burn the house down, I would definitely be listening to that.
Yes, you'd have to play it.
Fuck yeah! Burning down the house of his mother, Lisa McLendon, in Kinston. Officials found the woman's body. Burnt to a crisp inside
Extra
the house.
Extra crispy, the way I like it.
That's right. Threw a little seasoning on there. I was like, let's eat, bitch. See, are you offended at that? This guy would burn his mother and then eat it?
Well, that's fine. It's just the racism.
Oh.
It's just when you,
yeah,
it's just when you, yeah, it's just when you scream nigger.
Oh, that's
yeah.
not funny.
That's not.
Okay. What if I took a fat hit of helium and then did it? Would that be funny?
That would be
that
pretty
would
funny.
Be funny.
Okay. And I don't think no one can hear you in that mic, so... Just yeah. keep quiet. Okay.
Cool. I'm over here cuddling with David.
Okay. Quote, he started in his mother's house, Mr. Preacher said. Then he went to Samson and he killed his granny and his granddaddy.
Granny?
Nice. I killed my granny, my granddaddy.
Not that you really had to, because they were on their way.
And aunt and uncle.
Okay, then you can kill.
He cleaned his family out. He actually did what we said. Remember? We're like, if you are in a family that has, like, just messed up junk happening, do us all a favor. Before you kill yourself, kill all of them first to make sure that that line does not continue.
Because if your family's that fucked up and they're making you want to kill yourself, they're worth killing, too.
Right. And then kill yourself.
Right.
And he did that.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Have you listened? Are people actually listening to us
it
now?
It seems like it. They're starting to.
Yeah, because we're reading stories about stuff that we suggested.
I know. It's about fucking time. That's
it
all
is.
I gotta say.
It is about time.
In Sampson, four adults and a child were found shot to death, at least, thank God, at one residence, and two people were found dead at two other homes, all shot on their porches, the authorities said. Well, if you weren't all fucking jobless sitting on your porches drinking moonshine, you probably wouldn't have got killed, right?
Probably.
If you would have been at work where you belong and not sitting on the porch getting wasted about to beat your fucking kids or your wife, this wouldn't have fucking happened. So I say, then you deserved it.
Well, if you don't deserve it, I'm still glad it happened.
I know! Fucking too many people. Way too many people. A neighbor who would not give her name for publication said the gunman had also killed his girlfriend. A quote, I heard, pop, 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 and my daughter called me, the woman said. I'm sickly and old, and she said, mother, lock your doors and stay inside. There's a man on a rampage shooting. Another victim was described by a neighbor, Corin Gar... What?
You get it?
Corin Garcia.
You get it?
As a 23-year-old man who had two children and one on the way. Of course he did. A 23-year-old man on welfare who had two children and one on the way. He was walking down the street and stopped to talk to a neighbor as the gunman drove past. The wife and baby of a sheriff's deputy were also among the dead. The mother and child were visiting neighbors when they were shot. Quote, I don't know how we're going to get through this, she said. I have no idea. Nothing like this has ever happened. Everyone is crying.
Oh, my God. What do we do?
We see this on TV all the time, and we can't fucking help but watch it, but when it happens to us, whatever will we do?
Never would imagine it would actually happen to us.
Well, so. You could all just kill yourselves, and then that'll
be... And then your
be...
whole family's hopefully first.
Well, I'm saying, like, the whole neighborhood.
Oh,
like,
right.
Anyone that was affected by this, if you're
kill
at home
yourself.
Going, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? Just do that. Problem solved. Along the way, the gunman's car was rammed by a police car, and the gunman fired two shots, narrowly missing the officer driving. The police tried to stop the gunman near a Walmart store, where he shot Chief Frankie Lindsay of the Geneva Police Department, grazing his shoulder. The chief's bulletproof vest protected him. That's awesome. He's like, oh, I gotta get to Walmart before this happens.
Right before I get shot.
Rolling in there like, Yosemite Sam just, yeah!
Cops are shooting
fucking
at you.
Blasting fools and shit. That's so great. The gunman continued on Highway 27 to Reliable Products, a metal fabricator outside Geneva where he was once employed.
Geneva?
Geneva.
Like, where the Hydron Collider is?
Like, the convention? What?
The Geneva Convention?
Switzerland? No. This is like, Alabama.
Oh.
It's,
Geneva,
yeah.
Alabama.
It's right above Florida, apparently. I don't know.
Is that where Alabama is?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
If I showed you a map of the United States with none of the names of the states, could you tell me what they were? Because 98%
all
or 90%
of them? All
can't.
Of them?
Well, I could probably do most of
them. I'd get all, like, the square ones and all the fucking ones that are, like, tiny that nobody gives a fuck about. I'd get those confused.
Yeah.
I know which one Montana is, California.
I'd get some of the East Coast
I'd probably get Oregon and Washington mixed up.
No, Washington's on top.
Okay, thank you. Who cares? Does it matter? When you're driving there's fucking signs. They're like, hey, do you want to go this way or do you want to go this way? I'm not, like... Looking at the map going, damn it, what's that?
Do you want to go to Washington, or do you want to go to Oregon?
Yeah, like, when would you ever need to know that? The states are all fucking color-coordinated right? in the map book. Now, if you bought a shitty map book that
and it
had,
didn't say the names of the states
right,
for some reason.
It was
reason.
Just a blank template, or yeah. perhaps if I worked for a map maker, I could right. see needing to know that.
Maybe.
Otherwise, that's just useless knowledge that's taking up space well, in hey, my brain they, where I might need to store a map of where the fuck her clit's at.
True.
So,
you need a... If they would have made you
I
a map...
I can draw you one.
Could you?
I'll draw you a map.
Fucking A. Do
like,
it.
This is
done
town.
And done.
If this they would have... This is B-hole town.
Do it. Fucking do it.
If they would have made you a map of the vagina in school, that might actually help you a little
that
bit.
Could
like,
have helped.
More than it would have helped you of the a map of the states.
More, it probably would have served you better in life than a map of the states.
Right. Okay. As long as you pass the final exam.
Even though yeah. you're the only girl I've ever had a problem with.
True.
Well, good. I'm just the highest level. That's all.
Is that what it is? I don't think that's level. What it is.
Okay, games you can't be an artist fun. It's no fun if it's too hard.
Oh, fun.
It'll become fun. Once you learn all the cheats and stuff, you're good to go.
Yeah, where are the cheat codes?
Yeah. Well, the sheriff, I'll show them.
The sheriff said he did not know how recently the gunman had worked there. In the parking lot, the gunman fired about 30 rounds, then entered the building where he fatally shot himself. That's so awesome that he actually went into the building and was like, "Hey guys, remember me? Boom!"
Yes.
And that is it for that story.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. That is beautiful. I couldn't have made that up better myself.
Mm-mm. This one is called Fight Club Set Up at School for Mentally Disabled.
What?
Yeah, I can't make this up either.
It's about time.
I know. That's a good place.
If this is what I think it is. No, I'm just saying, like, you try to train retards to fucking bag groceries.
Work at Wendy's. I can't get your fucking order right at Wendy's.
No. Hey, punch him. Okay. And, like, you have retard strength. That's the perfect job.
Best Fight Club.
Best one ever.
This comes from the great state of Texas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Florida.
I wish. Okay. I could say Florida.
You could. You should just say Florida.
I should. But then I'd be lying, and I'm not a liar. So.
That is true.
Workers at a Texas state school for mentally handicapped adults
hey,
or retards.
Just go ahead and call it what it is.
Okay, a school for retards.
The school for unsavories.
Right, the unsavory school. Are believed to have been staging a fight club among residents, encouraging them to physically battle one another. Is that what they do? They physically battle one another?
That's so awesome. Do you think they, like, drew it all up like a fucking game? Like, hey, guys, today we're going to play a game. Do
yes.
you like games? Yeah!
And if you win, you get a gold star for the day.
Yeah! I like gold stars!
Gold stars!
Gold stars!
A cell phone containing videos of the alleged abuse at the Corpus Christi State School in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Wait, the what school?
Corpus Christi.
And where is that located?
Texas.
In
Texas.
Right. What's right. the city it's in?
The same as the name of the school.
Thank you.
The incident are believed to have taken place at a school dormitory. That's a good place.
Really?
Ideal place.
At a dorm with all the other fucking retards?
So it's a school for the mentally handicapped adults. Right. Because they're mentally handicapped. So even though they're adults, they're still too retarded
well,
to have
right,
graduated
like,
school.
Like we said before, retards age like
right.
in dog years.
Like, retards are in school like until they're 30.
Right, okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Got it.
This has been going on for some time, Wilson said. This is what what makes this an example. Really?
Sound it out, retard.
No, it's
hey,
just,
what school did you go to?
It's just written weird.
Okay.
That is what makes this an exceptional case. It is
exceptionally
not
awesome.
Exceptionally, yes. It is not the workers abusing the clients, so to speak. The workers are not hitting them, but they are allowing these clients to fight with each other, thereby endangering their well-being.
Hey, if you saw two retards just going at it, are you going to get in the middle
I'm
of that?
I'm not going to tell them to stop.
No, I might
encourage
it.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up my cell phone and take videos of it and say this is going on YouTube, of
I know.
Course.
Of course.
Because that's
saying,
what they
like,
did do.
You saw what happened to that lady's face when that 200-pound gorilla got a hold of her,
oh,
right?
Oh, ripped
like,
her face
you
off.
Get in the middle of two fucking retards fighting? Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
That is, you
they
do,
got retard strength.
Oh, you'll get ripped limb from limb, like, literally.
Literally. These people are charged with the care and custody of these clients, and they are exploiting them. He said.
What? Exploiting them, really?
Well, yeah, because he's using them to have this fight club that, I don't know, he might make money off of.
So, you're letting them have a little fun and work it out. Exploiting them is putting them in these fucking grocery stores and making them do all this work for fucking peanuts, pretty much.
Right.
That's exploiting.
And then everyone laughing at them.
Exactly. This is what they were meant to do.
True.
The UFC... all retards.
Right.
Like, you should just... That's what they were born
and bred... retards...
Why would God make them stronger?
Right, that's what I was just about to say. If they didn't have retard strength, why would we... Why? It's
why
like,
else would... Why do
they're
you
like
want
They're like superheroes,
basically. I know!
They're just retarded.
What's your superhero ability?
I'm
super cool!
I'm super retarded.
I'm super sexy.
Those involved will likely face charges of injury of a disabled person, Wilson said.
Aww.
The charge's severity can range up to third-class felony depending on the extent of the person's involvement, he said. The actual charges are, however, are left up to the Nueces County District Attorney, which is participating in the investigation along with the Texas Inspector General's office.
So... don't the retards have to be the ones to press the charges? Like, if they're like, it was fun, yay, then can they do anything? Or because it's a state-run facility,
right,
then,
I think the state is saying, no, you can't do that.
That's unacceptable behavior.
Right. You can't do that with this facility.
But maybe, okay, let's think of it this way. What if they set that up? Maybe the retards wanted to do that, like a normal fight club, because guys are just sick of their day-to-day 8-to-5, 9-to-5 bullshit. Maybe this helped the retards be more calm. They got all that aggression.
Right.
I'd be pissed if I was born a retard. I'd be like, I'm a retard. I'm fucking pissed.
Well, maybe that's where the retard strength
comes
from.
That's what I'm
saying. They're so angry.
So they're actually giving them a forum, if you will, thejamhole.com/forums, to get rid of all that anger and aggression
right.
So that afterwards they can be calm, unsavory
and all they
retards.
Gotta, all they gotta tell them is we would have gotten a gym or a punching bag, but it wasn't in the budget.
Sorry,
so
hey,
we did
I don't
what
know
we could do.
Times are rough. I don't
right.
know if you know this or not, but we're in a depression
we're
right now.
We're doing
so.
The best we can with what we have.
Exactly.
So just fucking deal with that. 7 school employees have been placed on paid emergency leave. Oh, that sounds great.
Vacation,
fine
you mean?
Me.
Please don't put me on paid leave.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I want to have a vacation for 7 days.
Oh, no.
By the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services. I'm glad that's its own little department.
I'm glad we've set aside funds for aging and disability.
There's people working in that area that are getting paid with our tax money.
Fantastic. Couldn't think of a better cause for it to go to.
Some former workers also will be interviewed, authorities said. And that is about it for that story.
Fantastic. I really hope they don't get charges pressed on.
Well, they get their 7 days off. That's cool.
That's fun. That's fucking...
Yeah.
What?
Paid vacation.
I know. That's all it is. This one is called Highway Robbery? Question mark. Texas.
Wait, they robbed the highway?
Right.
Maybe.
A strip of highway is missing.
We cannot find
it.
Have you seen it? Please return to.
When we said adopt a highway, we didn't mean that literally.
Yeah, like, can
you
bring
it
home? You can take it home.
Yeah, I just meant take care of it.
Jesus Christ. Texas police seize black motorist cash cars. Why would you say black motorist? Why wouldn't you just say he was a motorist?
I don't know.
Didn't matter what color
does
he was.
Does that matter in this case?
Perhaps. Suit says cops force motorists, largely black, to forfeit cash and cars or be charged with trumped-up crimes.
Hmm.
So if I pull you over and you're black, I'm taking your grill, I'm taking your cash, I'm probably taking your car.
Because
it's probably stolen, let's
well,
be honest
and
here.
Plus, if they have, you know, stolen shit in the car, they have to.
I'm taking that as well.
Right, because they take your car if it's used in a crime.
Right.
Cool. cool. And, or if it's you're black and it's your car.
Tenaha, Texas. A lot of fucked up junk happening in Texas.
What's wrong,
I don't know.
Texas?
Is that because we have more jam hole listeners down there? Or maybe just a coincidence? I don't know.
They all voted for Bush since he's from there and now he's not novice and I'm pissed.
It's all Bush down there. Just
everyone.
Like, I'm the president anymore. Yeah, fucking boo, boo, boo.
Everyone in Texas has Bush 09
I know,
stickers.
He's like, hey, can what? I be a cop now? I always want to be a cop.
I want to be a cop.
You can drive into this dusty fleck of a... Whoa. Thought said fuck of a town. Really, paper?
Should have.
Fleck of a town near the Texas-Louisiana border if you're African-American. But you might not be able to drive out of it. It's like a little black guy roach motel. Like, you can come in, but you probably can't leave.
Yeah, you can stay here, but once you do, you're stuck.
If you're a black dude. Who's the racist now, Chris?
Huh?
Chris?
Who should you really be emailing?
Chris? Guy who finally got offended?
Chris.
Oh.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, you might want to put earmuffs on. I don't want to say anything that might offend
this
you
might
during
be racist.
This sensitive news story. You might not be able to leave, at least not with your car, your cash, your jewelry, or other valuables. Mm. So, if you're black and you're in there, just put your chain away. Put your fucking, your jewels, put your ice, just put
right.
it away.
Your grills, your bling bling.
I know it's something you have to have, but just put it away, because I'm going to take it if you don't. That's because the police here allegedly, excuse me, they allegedly have found a way to strip motorists, many of them black, of their property without ever charging them with a crime. Hmm. Instead, they offer out-of-towners a grim choice.
Jable said Debo is coming. I was just thinking the same thing. Debo for Friday?
You got to
put your shit away.
Oh, shit, put that shit away.
Oh, Debo's coming.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain, man. voluntarily, this is what you can do if you're black and you roll through my town and I pull you over and you're blinging ice. You can either sign over your belongings to the town voluntarily, the town aka my pocket, or face felony charges of money laundering or other serious crimes.
Oh, they're trying to get him for all they
hey,
can.
Hey, I have five beaten black and blue ladies here that will attest to the fact that you were actually the guy who raped them.
Right. They have two black eyes.
That's
to prove
right.
It.
I keep them blacked up at all times.
Yep.
Blackface, if you know what I mean.
You just can't tell them enough times some days.
That's crazy, man. More than 140 people reluctantly accepted that deal from June 06 to June 08, according to court records. See, I think then maybe you were caught with something you maybe shouldn't have had if you were in that position in the first place, or do you think that it's just a random thing?
I'm guessing it's random.
You don't think it's like, oh, we just found a bunch of drugs and shit or stolen something. I'll make this all go away if you just give me all the stuff you stole.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or do you think it's just like, oh my God, you're black and you have more money than I do. I'm going to take all your stuff.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Huh?
Does it say?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Among these people were a black grandmother from Akron who surrendered $4,000 in cash. See, what is a black grandmama doing with $4,000 in cash?
Yeah,
like, really, granny?
She's got, I mean, she's old. She gets her retirement money or whatever, I guess.
She just puts it in a bucket in her backyard.
Well, she's probably
case.
Buying drugs. I mean,
probably.
Because when I picture being old and having that retirement money.
What else
some of that
are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just going to do drugs until I die.
Fucking A.
I mean, I'm either going to kill myself because I'm old or I'm going to at least be high until
high
I'm
high as fuck.
Yeah.
So she had $4,000 in cash after Tenaha police pulled her over, and an interracial couple from Houston who gave up more than $6,000 after police threatened to seize their children and put them into foster care. The court documents show neither the grandmother nor the couple were charged with any crime. I'd be like, you're gonna take what? My kids? Fucking done and done.
Here, have them.
You can have that shit.
Yeah.
Funny, I was just on my way to Nebraska to dump them off.
Weird.
Cool, save me a trip. Officials in Tenaha, situated along a heavily traveled highway connecting Houston with popular gambling destinations in Louisiana, say they're engaged in a battle against drug trafficking and call the search and seizure practice a legitimate use of the state's asset forfeiture law. See, so it does kind of, unless that's what they're making up, these felonious drug trafficking charges. If
yeah,
they're
they
just
be.
Like, we know you're coming from a casino, and you actually have the smiley face on, not the frowny face.
And you still have a lot of money.
And you're black, so I'm going to have to confiscate that. Because
that's,
I mean,
drug money.
We
for
both
sure.
know you're just going to go buy crack with it.
Or right.
Copious
or
amounts of chicken or whatever.
Something,
I mean,
ridiculous.
Just what I heard.
You're old, you don't need that money, don't
right, you're just going to waste it. Let me waste
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no matter what you buy, it's a waste because you're going to be gone
Let
soon.
Me buy the crack.
Let me enjoy that shit.
That law permits local police agencies to keep drug money and other property used in commission of a crime and add the proceeds to their budgets. Mm. So they're like, all the more money we confiscate from you people, mm-hmm. the more we actually get paid,
right.
the more it goes into our budgets
they
and
get,
whatnot.
Exactly.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up that their whole, like, that whole system is dependent upon how many fines you bill out. Like, you're
well,
not
yeah.
going to get paid unless you fine people. So,
if people were actually following the law and not breaking it at all, they would be out of a job because they wouldn't be making any money.
Exactly. So these laws aren't actually made to keep us safe.
No.
They're just made to give you money.
For you to have a job.
Like,
still,
nothing's going to happen if I'm speeding and not wearing my seatbelt. You just make a law so that you have a reason to pull me over and
right.
take my money.
And if something does happen, it's not a big enough reason.
It just happens.
I'm going to kill myself.
Shit's going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
I'm going to
hate deer or
you
whatever.
Just happen to be getting paid for it.
Exactly.
But that just, of course, having that system implemented sets it up for complete and utter failure. If you're like, hey, Braden, you're not going to get a paycheck unless you go and fuck over 10 people per day.
Oh, fuck.
It's like,
yeah.
fuck it, I'm going to fuck over 20 people per day if I'm going to make money doing
right.
it. Like, no shit, people are going to fucking do that. You give them power and then make their pay dependent upon how many people they fuck with on a day-to-day basis.
How many tickets you get out.
That's totally fucked. It should be the other way around. Totally.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Quote, we
well,
tried...
Well, it's just how it's fucked up with the pharmacy, too, you know?
Well, yeah,
they're not
it's...
making drugs to make you better, they're making drugs so they can make money.
Exactly.
It's all about money.
Money has fucked our shit up. Money and religion.
Yep.
Quote, we try to enforce the law here, said George Bowers, mayor of the town of over 1,000 residents. We're boarded up, businesses outnumber open ones, and City Hall sports a broken window. We're not doing this to raise money, that's all I'm going to say at this point. Huh. So, it sounds like their town's getting a little desolate there. Boarded up windows, broken windows
yeah.
in City Hall. Our budget is non-existent.
None. We have no money.
And then he's like, we're not doing this to raise money. That's all I'm going to say at this point. Like,
that's
really?
Yeah, you're saying
really,
the exact
creep?
Thing you are doing?
Really?
Actually?
But civil rights lawyers call Tenaha's practice something else. Highway robbery. Because
yeah.
it's on the highway.
Right.
And you're right.
Got it.
The attorneys have filed a federal class action lawsuit to stop what they contend is an unconstitutional perversion of the law's intent, aimed primarily at blacks who have done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been white.
It's just the luck of the dice, man.
I know. We all rolled dice. We could have been born black or Asian or Mexican or whatever.
Whatever. You have no choice.
No choice at all. Like, you can't choose your parents. I'm
right.
sorry all of us were born and
I'm
poor,
sorry you drew the short stick.
Lower middle white class fucking... Yeah. That's not our fault.
No.
Tenaha officials have developed an illegal stop and seize practice of targeting, stopping, detaining, searching, and often seizing property from apparently non-white citizens and those traveling with non-white citizens, asserts the lawsuit. The property seizures are not just happening in Tenaha. In southern parts of Texas near the Mexican border, for example, Hispanics allege that they are being singled out. And once this gets out, everyone's going to be like, oh, they were singling me out and
yep.
this and this.
Give me some money.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't have any money.
Yeah, actually, we're all out of that.
Yeah, actually, that's why we pulled you over. Because we need some.
We were going to take some of yours.
Yeah, I was going to ask you for money, actually, so...
According to a prominent state legislator, police agencies across Texas are wielding the asset forfeiture law more aggressively to supplement their shrinking operating budgets. See? All these budget cuts are happening... And they're like, well, do you want, you know, the same amount of money? Then you're going to have to find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of messed up that they're only doing it to black people. It's like, dude.
Well, he said they're doing it to the Hispanics closer
well,
to the
right,
border.
Well, right, but if you wanted
well, they just target the minority is why.
Because they're not going to fight back? Is
well,
that
because they don't have as much power, because power comes in numbers. And
but you're going to have to do it to more of them. I'm saying you just knock over a few, you know, wealthy white people and
true.
There's your fucking pay for
true,
the week.
True, yeah.
Instead, every day, you're going to have to go over, like, 10 or 15 or 20 black and Mexican people.
Well, they're trying to just catch drug money and shit, I think.
I think they're going after any kind of money
yeah.
at this point. True. It doesn't matter.
They need
but
to catch,
saying,
like, some rich actors doing some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you're doing it to the wrong people then. If you're doing it for money, why are you going after the black people and the Mexican people?
Right, it's I like, mean, yeah, they'll have, like, $4,000 from drugs or whatever.
Granted, they took her jibs. But, you know.
They're more for the cash. You can only auction a car off for so much, but if you have the cash money, that all goes into your budget.
Oh,
true.
So they're
yeah.
saying that...
For the drugs...
The black people and the Hispanics are more apt to have just cash money
right,
on
cash.
Them instead of, like, white
credit
people
cards, yeah.
are like, here, can you run my credit card?
They'll
and
have
then
nice things
that goes
them.
Into the system and
right.
shit. Okay, that makes sense.
White
then.
Black people have cash and bling, which is almost as good as cash.
I want your grill.
But white people just buy expensive, useless shit,
mm-hmm.
and they don't keep any cash on
like
them.
Podcasting equipment.
Well,
and
at
like
least we use it's useful.
That's true. quote, if used properly, it's a good law enforcement tool to see that crime doesn't pay. Actually, it kind of does sometimes.
Sometimes.
But in this instance, where people are being pulled over and their property is taken with no charges filed and no convictions, I think that's theft. Oh, fuck. This kind of just goes on and on. Yeah, I think I'm good with this. The law has gotten away from what was intended, which was to take the profits of a bad guy's crime spree and use it for additional crime fighting. Now it's largely being used to pay police salaries, and it's being abused because you don't even have to be a bad guy to lose your property.
Hmm.
That's it for that story. That's awesome. I'm really glad that this is starting to happen. You know what? As this whole thing gets worse,
it's gonna
like
happen more
it seems
and
like
more.
Every episode, some more fucked up shit happens because of how bad the economy is getting. This and that, and it's just gonna keep getting worse. And we're gonna totally see it. You're gonna at the end of all this, when everything's all blown the fuck up or whatever the fuck ends up happening, you're going to be able to go back to all the old Jam Hole episodes and, like, slowly listen to the digression of mm-hmm. the fucking human race. Like, just like that.
The stories it's, just get more awful.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's like people doing more and more fucked up junk for money, and it's just totally going to keep getting worse. So, I want you to read another story. We'll play a couple of these voicemails.
We might
then.
Just
want
to get the voicemails. We're an hour 50.
What did I just say?
I can. I'm just saying we're short on time. We're short on
you
time.
Don't listen.
You just said something about voicemails.
You said read like, one more story and then do voicemails.
And what did you say?
I said we should might just want to get to voicemails.
Which totally went against what I said.
Well, yeah.
So do what I said.
I kind of that my thing is to go against you. I'm supposed to.
That's not empty.
No, a full one would be better. Has a good thump, but I can read this story. If it'll make you happy.
Yes.
This
that
one
would please me greatly.
Is called Cocaine Found in Stores Peppers.
Pardon?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Thank you. Hey, your brother's on. Oh, real quick, I'd like to wish Chris a happy birthday. He's 18
yeah, yeah.
now. How
yeah.
is he? 19?
19.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yes, happy birthday.
He was so
birthday.
Happy.
I know, that's fun.
What did he do for his birthday? Fuck
absolutely
all.
Fuck
nothing.
All. I offered, before I got home when I was at the pizza place, I'm like, hey, bring him up to the house after work, and we'll turn on the cameras, we'll turn on the mics, and we'll do a little show for his birthday, just since nothing else is happening. I was going to get a bottle, we'll get him drunk, it'll be fun, because he's 19. Hilarious.
Right, and he's never been
he's
drunk.
He's kind of immature-ish compared to, like, the rest of us, so it'd be fun to do, you know? And then I got home, and that shit with her happened, and then I'm like, you know what, fine, I'm going to sleep now. So I text him, like, I'm tired, fuck it. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, you know what, it is his birthday, let's fucking do it. So I'm like, okay, I'll sleep now, and when you guys are off, come up and we'll do it. And then they text me back, and they're like, no, we're tired, so fuck it. I'm like, fine, yeah. I'm going back to sleep then.
I had only got the first one. I didn't get your second one till like 4 hours later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it like never hit my phone.
Huh. That will happen.
That will happen.
Fuck me, Verizon. Fuck me, Verizon.
Fuck Verizon.
God, what a bunch of cunts.
Okay, so some shoppers in Queens got more than they expected when
they
bought...
What was this one called?
This one is
called... Oh, right, Cocaine and Peppers.
Cocaine and Peppers,
good, thank
you. So some shoppers in Queens got more than what they expected when they bought some peppers. When they cut into the peppers, they found cocaine.
What?
Yeah, I want some of those.
Can we go to that place when we're in New York?
No shit, that would be the best way to just make some cash. A handful of different customers bought the vegetables at the Liberty Avenue store in Ozone Park section. They got them home and cut them open, only to find plastic bags of cocaine inside, according to police. Now, what I was wondering when I saw the story was, how did they get the plastic bags in the peppers without cutting the peppers
fucking
open?
Them up, yeah.
And then, like, yeah, how do you get that in there?
You plant the seed, right?
Right.
And then you plant the little cocaine bags in there, and then when it grows, it just grows,
just grows around the cocaine.
How do they get those big ships in those little glass bottles?
I don't know.
They put them together in the
right. Do they? You just
maybe they
it.
Just cut them.
Are you serious?
Like...
Hold on. Were you being serious?
No.
They put them together in the bottles.
That was.
Is that your final answer?
Because you might be. I never know with this one.
That was me.
Like,
being
was that serious?
It's okay. No.
Okay.
Ow!
Whoa!
To God, if you ever do that again, I will fuck your shit up.
Spousal abuse. Spousal abuse.
What I'm
spousal
saying.
Abuse.
Do you understand? Say yes.
I'm gonna punch.
Do you understand?
God. Matt, you fucking cockbag.
Don't ever fucking do that again.
Don't do that again.
You know
what'd
fucking...
she just do?
Hi, you're live on the Jam Hole.
Well, hey.
I like fucking hate that.
All right, talk about the peppers with... the peppers with the fucking cocaine in it.
Right. You bought peppers.
Like how they... I'll tell you how they do it.
How do they do it?
How the fuck do they get the damn peach in the bottle of peach brandy?
Peach? It's what? Extract.
Yeah.
It's extracted.
No.
I don't know.
How do they get the actual peach in it? No, they put the bottle over the fucking little bud, and the peach grows inside of the bottle. They pluck the shit and fill it up, and they let it sit.
Okay, but that
right.
Does...
Are you mad now?
It's
hold
what
on.
You said. It just fucking grows around the bags of fucking cocaine.
I didn't hear any of what that just
me
said.
Me neither.
Are yes, you cool?
You
have
a smoke stomach?
No. Are you okay?
I don't think she's cool.
No, dude.
Are you pissed? Come talk about it then. What's the matter? Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm cool. I just
no, come
talking.
On. No. Talk. What happened?
No, I'm cool.
You're mad now.
Yeah, I'm pretty funny.
She's not getting any better by you bugging her.
No,
what
think,
happened?
No.
I
what
think
happened?
She just needs to go have a smoke.
What happened? Hey, what happened?
I'm gonna go smoke now.
Okay. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, did the caller hang up? Sorry. What happened? How did they get the thing in the thing?
I don't know. I didn't hear him. All I heard was her talking.
I fucking hate when she does that and she fucking knows
what'd
it.
What she do? Pops her thumb?
Yeah, I fucking hate that. And she does it on purpose. And I told her not to fucking do that. And that's what happens. Don't do that. Ever again.
I don't think she heard you.
Okay.
That's go. Really scary, one shopper said. You open your pepper and see cocaine. I wouldn't say it's scary.
It's cocaine.
I'm not. Yeah, there's nothing scary about cocaine unless you OD on it.
Well, that.
And even that, that's, I don't know. You just get to the end quicker. Somebody's got to be held accountable, another added. That's not right.
Someone has to be held accountable.
It's not right that you bought that coke, filled it in peppers, and then somehow it leaked into the store when it should have gone to your dealer.
I know that
that's
just,
a shame.
You're making prices have to go up.
I know.
And it's just
that's,
a whole mess.
It's hard enough to find it as it is. It's just more out of circulation. but yeah, they haven't found anyone. So yeah, that's about it.
That's
some cocaine and some
they
peppers.
Just magically showed up.
Yeah, they're just like, wow, there's coke in these peppers. Who put it here?
We have no idea who.
And I don't know how they even got the coke in the peppers either.
Well, what was he saying? Did he have an answer? Was it
I think he had an answer of why, but I didn't hear it.
What was the answer?
I don't know. Call back.
Okay, well,
whatever.
Don't call back right now, because we're going to play a couple voicemails. And then...
We'll type it in the chat, then.
Okay, first voicemail.
Oh, he said, fuck you, I'm not calling back. Good.
Hey, it's 46. I just wanted to let you know that I just got in a driving mishap. See, I was going to stop the library, because some fucking retard, like, pulls up their bullshit SUV. Fuck SUVs. And so then, like... They, like, pull up in front of the crosswalk, and I forget there's a crosswalk there. So I pull in where they're going to pull in. They don't even fucking see me, so I have to pull out. They kind of bump in the front of my car, and I'm just like, fuck you, and I hope you die and your children get AIDS. that's about it. And I feel like, I just say, yeah, everything's retarded.
Everything's retarded.
Yeah.
Let's get retarded.
Everything's retarded. Yeah.
I think of that Black Eyed Peas song.
Let's get retarded in here.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
What's time?
We're at an hour and 52.
All right. Let's play one more.
We got time for one more.
One more.
It is live.
Live.
Fuck. Practice
oh,
through.
Oh, this is like 4 minutes
from not live yet.
Pardon?
What was it? It is live. What?
I don't know.
Is that what that said?
I'm not sure.
Like they were trying to call into the show.
Right. Oh, it's live.
They found out they got a recording.
Okay. Oh, I'm fantastic. Confused. You good?
I'm good.
You good?
That was great.
All right. Well, as usual, if you guys ever want to talk to us, email info at thejaml.com. Thejaml.com is our site. Thejaml.com/donate. If you want to buy a shirt, $20, we'll send you a shirt. Help us get to New York. We'll be there April 13th through the 20th. So if you want to come hang out, or better yet, if you live in the area and you have a place for us to stay, definitely let us know.
You can hang out with us the whole time because we'll
sleep
there.
How great would that be?
How cool would that be to have us sleeping in your house?
I know. Everyone's
actually,
like, not
cool.
Cool
at all. Actually, that would be scary.
But I'm just saying, the more money we can save on expenses while we're there, the more money we can spend on actually having fun and
right. That
kind of shit. Strippers and hookers and whatever.
Blow
so.
And whatever.
Right. We have thejaml.com/YouTube/Twitter/MySpace/Danny/you. All that shit is on there. If you ever want to talk to us, there's many, many ways. Other than that, thejaml.com/vote. Make sure you vote for us. Hotcakes, Stereo Radiation, Big Mouths, all those motherfuckers. Ear Candy, give us all a vote on Podcast Alley. We'll take that motherfucking shit over. We're working on building the portal site for the Podcasters Coalition.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
That's going to be fantastic. You guys will have a one-stop shop for all of our shit. And I got an email earlier today that somebody is working on making one feed that you can subscribe to that'll have all of our shows in that one feed. So
oh, that'd be sweet.
Those that want, you know, to pick and choose the individual feeds, you can still do that. And then if you listen to all the shows, you can just have one feed and it'll have them
and
all
in there.
And
it'll just download the newest episode.
Yeah, I think that's got to work with everybody's except for ours,
of course.
So fuck us. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be cool. And yeah, other than that, we'll be back Friday night, probably around 11 or midnight. Just follow us on thejaml.com/Twitter. You'll know when the live show is. Dig these articles. I'm posting all the show notes on Reddit and on dig.com. So if you guys have accounts there, dig us on that shit. It'll help more people see the site and everything. Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining the live show. We had a great time. Leave us voicemails for the next show, 406-204-4687, or Skype the Jamhole. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Later.
Later.
You are listening to the Jamhole. The Jamhole. TheJamhole.com.